This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Risen Lord, be a day spring to the dimness of us. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a dirty word anymore. We can say it again. We began this morning in the dark. 300 people gathered as we lit the Easter fire outside. And with the darkness of the night and the darkness of the church, what guided our way was just that one little light, the Paschal candle, symbolizing the light of Christ. That is what it means to be a Christ follower, to look to that light, His light, is our way, truth, and life. We stumbled around in the dark a bit, afraid of tripping and falling, but somehow that light showed the way. In our Christian tradition, there are two feasts around which revolve the entire church year. And they are the one where we acknowledge Jesus as truly man. That's the incarnation. That's what we celebrated in Christmas. And there is the other where we celebrate that He is truly God. And that's what we celebrate today, our risen Savior on this Easter day. The feasts of Christmas and Easter become the lens, become like the peripheral viewpoints that we can have to define our view of life. We began this journey really together, for those of you who joined us on Christmas, to look at life from the perspective of Jesus. If you were here, we talked about the Christ child in the manger and that Christ child looking up to His loving Father in heaven and inviting for us to do the same. You may recall these words that we used, maybe. If we could see from His perspective, we would have a new perspective viewpoint that was more effective than the mess we're living through. Our points of view are all subjective. Seeking truth, we get selective. As your infant son is focused and directed on you above, enable us to say, me too. Well, we celebrated that viewpoint. And then we moved on, and in this holiest of weeks, we culminated it here Friday night with these outdoor stations of the cross lit only by the light of the moon and the tiki torches, recalling the greatest love story of the greatest gift ever given of Christ giving His life for us. Well, today we have the other bookend to that on this Easter. And we are given the other anchor today to the viewpoint of life itself for those who follow Christ. We just heard about Mary going to anoint the body of her dead beloved Jesus. And she finds that the tomb is empty. And she is told by the angel, "Why do you look for the living in the place of the dead? It is a question we must ask ourselves in our own viewpoint of our lives. Why do we continue to look in dead places for life? So I ask you this today in regards to the lens from which we view our world. What do you view in the events of today? What are you to become or to do or to say? The choices of your glasses that you wear give a clue, for the lenses you are wearing frame the person that is you. Let me explain. The chief priest gave directions to the soldiers on that day. Say his disciples stole the body and then carried him away. We'll put blinders on and pretend that nothing new has happened here, and thus we'll all maintain the status quo that we hold dear. How many times we live our lives by wearing blinder glasses or cover our eyes so we won't see the changes needed as time passes? We hide the truth, pervert the truth as long as we can't see. We think that our ignoring it will make it cease to be. Well, you can see a tomb that's empty. You can choose to see new life. You can see that good attempts bring either more hope or more strife. You can choose to see a day spring or say the sun has set. There's no more life, but choose to see nothing and you wind up confused. The disciples all deserted him. They fled and ran away. Some hoped that down the road there would arrive a better day. They looked upon this loss as just some temporary pain. Let's live through hell and someday heaven's reward we all will gain. Well, how many times we live our lives by wearing future vision? The suffering of the present fails to move our indecision. We wait and wait, don't seem to care to change what's wrong to what is right. We sit in fear just waiting for the dark to turn to light. Well, you can see a tomb that's empty or you can choose to see new life. You can see that good attempts bring either more hope or more strife. You can choose to see a day spring or say the sun has set, there's no more life. But choose to see nothing, and you wind up confused, used. Some others hoped for a revelation, of a revolution that he'd bring, preferring force and violence as the way to make him king. The bad guys must be put away regardless of our means. Such was the status quo that to this day is too routine. We wear our superhero lenses, thinking we are always right, ready to defend to death our stances with a fight, refusing to put down our swords, our words, opinions, views. There's nothing to say to influence us. They all report fake news. You can see a tomb that's empty. You can choose to see new life. You can see that good attempts bring either more hope or more strife. You can choose to see a day spring or say the sun has set, there's no more life, but choose to see nothing and you wind up confused, used, bruised. And there are always those who minimize the impact of the passion, who see a brighter day in whatever unrealistic view that they can fashion. Looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, they minimize the death of the God we cherish. It's better just that one man die than for a whole nation to perish. We can wear rose-colored lenses and pretend we see a perfect day. We can live in our pretend world and act like there's just no better way. We can act like all of life is fine and there's nothing to improve and get set in all our ways so much we all are paralyzed to move. You can see a tomb that's empty. You can choose to see new life. You can see that good attempts bring either more hope or more strife. You can choose to see a day spring or say the sun has set, there's no more life, but choose to see nothing and you wind up confused, used, bruised, defused. Well, Mary came up to the grave that day, expecting stench and death, and then something surprising happened that took away her breath. But no lenses on her eyes helped her when to the tomb she came. It was the eyes of faith that helped her see when Jesus called her by her name. Yes, it was the loving kindness of the one whose voice she knew without a doubt. It was in hearing her name, not seeing his frame, that helped her sort it out. It was nothing in his countenance that gave her any clue, but it was in the resonance of a loving voice that she surely knew. So no matter what the lenses are worn by me and you, it is the voice of loving kindness that enables his resurrected life to shine on through. So you can see a tomb that's empty, or you can choose to see new life. You can see that good attempts bring either more hope or more strife. You can choose to see a day spring or say the sun has set, there is no more life, but choose to see nothing and you wind up confused, abused, bruised, diffused, or wear the lens of loving kindness that he's given you and me and find a resurrection and live a life that's truly free. Choose a day spring of a brand new day that's full of life and hope. Choose to see him resurrected and wind up not confused, not used, not bruised, not diffused, but enthused. So, you choose. Amen.